Welcome to the Mompreneurs in Heels podcast. Your host, trainer, and coach, Demetria Zynga, is dedicated to helping today's mom entrepreneur find her groove by tapping into her passions and turning them into profitable online business. You'll learn to utilize web success strategies to make your online business dreams truly happen. If that mompreneur is you, then this podcast is for you. Roll up your sleeves and get ready to find success strategies for your business. Kick off those slippers and slip into those heels. The time is now.
Hi, and welcome to the Mompreneurs in Heels podcast. I am Demetria, your host. And today I'm going to be talking about changing your blog topic and if this is something that you should do or not. Are bloggers allowed to change their minds? That's what this post and podcast is all about, changing your blog topic. So let's say you began a blog on one topic, but you're growing and stretching your boundaries. And now you would like to switch topics and just begin blogging about something else entirely. So what do you do? So I have three pieces of advice for you that I hope will help you in determining if this is okay or not for you. I know a lot of bloggers who are coming up against this decision that you have to make when you're coming into a juxtaposition in your blogging life and wondering what you should do with the old blog, or can you combine your topics? Do you shut down your blog when you have a new passion for something different? What do you do when you're at that place in your life with blogging? So my first piece of advice for you is give yourself permission to grow and to change. That is my number one piece of advice to you. You do have permission to do that, and you have to give it to yourself. It's okay to grow. You're supposed to be growing. You're supposed to be changing as a person. In your mind, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you will change with time, and your blog will change, and your desires and your passions will change. And so every blogger I know has started off on one tangent, started off with one topic that has been their number one thing. And then as time has gone on, they've grown to include new topics in their lineup. So it's totally okay to change. So let's go ahead and accept the inevitability of change. If you're not growing, if you're not transitioning, then blogging can get really stale and it can get boring. So you want to grow and stretch yourself with blogging. You want your blog to grow with you. This means adding new topics to your repertoire and retiring old topics that no longer light your fire. Go ahead and just say you're done with blogging about certain topics that don't do anything for you and that you're not passionate about. There's just one thing you need to make sure of though before you do anything drastic with your blog. And number two, that is determine your new blogging goals before you make a move. Everything you do in life has to start with goal planning. You have to have a reason why you're doing it, right? So if you started this blog with a passion that really was just your main thing, you loved it, you loved talking about it, you wanted to bring everyone in the world on board with you, you were so excited about it, and over the years your desires and passions began to wax and wane, you have a brand new passion now, maybe, right? So you want to do the same thing you did the first time around when you had that desire. You know, you want to know, what is your goal for reinventing the wheel here? What is your goal for beginning a new blog? Determine that goal before you make any moves on creating something brand new from scratch. Without solid goals in place, you may find yourself wanting to cover every single topic under the sun. And I know for me personally, I am a babbler. I love talking, as you can see, with this podcast and a second. I really can talk about most everything, but I try to stay on topic though with blogging. And I'll just be honest, I can't afford to allow a niche blog, which I have two of them at the moment, to have so many varying topics that my readers don't know what I'm really blogging about or podcasting about. Let's say I came on this podcast, you know, this week talking about blogs, and next week I'm talking about my dog, right? Or next week I came and I started talking about hair care products. You would be confused about what this blog and podcast is really about. So I need to stay focused and stay on topic. If I set goals before I make any sudden moves to change up my blog, then I can determine if adding new topics to my blog is worth even confusing my readers, just to be honest. You know, maybe they will, though, instead just really be quite forgiving and follow me where the wind takes me. I know a lot of readers are super loyal that way. But for that, I really have to know my audience. So my advice to you is just really figure out what your blogging goals are and make it clear to yourself and to your readers what you're truly blogging about. And if you want to make some changes, some major changes though, here's the next piece of advice I have for you. You can always start a new blog. So that's advice number three, start a new blog. Yes, starting a new blog is really hard work. I promise you it's hard work. But if you feel like you have a new subset of topics you're just itching to blog about, and your current blog is not the best platform for these new topics, then your best bet is to just go ahead and start brand new and fresh. And you can always invite your current blog readers to follow you on the second blog. And if they're interested, they will probably still follow you, right? For example, if you are, let's say your blog number one is about fashion, okay? So you're a fashion blogger, right? And you've built up this audience, a huge audience. You've got 10,000 followers over here and 3,000 on your Facebook and 4,000, you know, subs to your newsletter and yada, yada. You just have this awesome, you know, audience base at your fashion blog. But you come into this new place in your life where you have lost some weight. You are feeling healthy. You've discovered the keys to weight loss and you're feeling the best that you've ever felt. And now you've discovered a brand new passion. You're not quite as excited about blogging only about clothing and about fashion accessories. And you're not as excited about that. Now you have this new brewing passion that you just cannot wait to talk about, which is how you succeeded in losing your weight, how you manage your diet, recipes. All these new ideas are coming to you, and your desire to continue your fashion blog is not there anymore. What do you do? What do you do? Do you quit your fashion blog? Do you start blogging about weight loss? What do you do? Now, in my experience, brand new blogs do take a lot more time and energy to develop because, again, you've already put in the time and effort to build up blog number one, and your readership knows you there. They know you really well. They follow you. They're accustomed to seeing your blog posts and what you're talking about, and they just follow you. They're loyal. So it may take some time to win them over to blog number two. So that's one thing to keep in mind. However, I have always been a proponent of cross-promoting. So anywhere you have one audience who is predominantly interested in one thing, if they are loyal to you, then if you just toss it out there, your brand new idea that you're working on, that's brewing, you know, in your mind, you can win them over to blog number two's ideas. While you can go ahead and start to cross-promote. And anybody who's interested in fashion is probably interested in weight loss. I mean, just more than likely, you know. So you might want to use the two blog ideas together synchronously and just be able to promote the second blog with blog number one's audience and start to develop your audience using your established audience with your fashion blog and bring them over to your new blog. So that's one way to look at it. As you begin to build blog number two, keep in mind that, you know, as you're no longer passionate about blog number one, you may want to begin retiring your blog posts slowly but surely over time, begin to sort of wane and let your blog posts wane and just kind of bring it to an end, maybe not as abruptly as I have in the past, but bring it to an end. And it's okay. It really is okay to close that chapter of your life. It's okay to say, I'm no longer blogging about fashion, and to point your readers to your brand new blog. Just leave your old blog there just to continue receiving the interaction at that blog and to receive the comments and keep checking back periodically and see what's going on at that blog. But go ahead and make reference to your new blog and route people over to the new blog. So that's one way to go ahead and start building up your brand new passion and phasing yourself out of the first blog, if that's the route that you're thinking of. Also, if you want to keep them both going simultaneously, that can work. You know, it takes a little more work and planning to keep both blogs updated regularly. So that can be a bit of a challenge. If you're not willing to keep up with both blogs, you may want to morph into the just one, having one blog be your main one and retiring the first blog. So those are some things to think about. So at the end of the day, the main thing is to just give yourself permission to grow and to change. It's totally okay to say that you're done with one topic and that you want to blog about something else. So if you're going to change your blog topic, don't have 5, 6, 7 different topics going on with one blog, unless it all falls under the umbrella of that topic. If you have a wide topic, for example, and there are many subcategories underneath that, that's fine. I'll give an example. For example, with my homeschool blog, okay? So I like to talk about things that affect homeschool moms. So I may talk about curriculum choices, and I may talk about parenting, motherhood. I may talk about spirituality. So all of these things, I believe, are integrated with who we are in our family and how it affects our homeschooling in general. So I allow these different subtopics to fall under that main category of homeschooling. So if you have, let's say you have a blog about, so if you have a blog about fashion, you don't want to be talking about how to fix your computer. You don't want to have topics that are completely irrelevant to your main topic. If it doesn't even connect, or there's no connection at all to those two topics, then I would say don't be all over the board. Just go ahead and create a new blog. If you want to start blogging about computers, then make a brand new blog just about electronics and computers and computer helps, that kind of thing. So that is my advice to you. Give yourself permission to grow and change, but don't combine too many topics under one roof, and separate out your topics. And it's okay to retire one blog if you need to and move on to another. So that's my advice for you. Thank you so much for listening today. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Please leave a review for me in iTunes, Mompreneurs in Heels. I would really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and to your web success.